Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets to not, nor was he begotten, he has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue to learn about the forms of Allah's mercy. And today, inshallah, we will learn about a very important form of Allah's mercy. And to know about this gate of Allah's mercy is essential for every Muslim. We will learn from the verses of the Quran and from hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, supplication or dua as a form of Allah's mercy. Actually, sisters, at the beginning, we must all agree that the act of supplication is a source of tranquility, peace, reassurance, trust, and hope for the believers, as dua is the source of mercy for the believer's spirit. So at the beginning, we must agree that doing dua to Allah, calling on Allah, supplicate to Allah, this actually is a form of Allah's mercy, and because it is the source of tranquility, peace, reassurance, and trust, and hope for the believer. So at the beginning, we must know what is the meaning of the word dua or supplication. Dua means to call upon. Dua means to call upon. In Islam, dua or supplication means to address Allah, the Almighty, with praise, hope, and to mention one's needs. So this is the meaning of dua in Islam, is to address Allah, the Almighty, with praise, hope, and to mention one's needs. In English, it is also referred to as prayer. In English, it is prayer. To supplicate to Allah the Almighty, to do dua to Him, is the mercy to the spirit. Why? Because it is the practice of the belief in the unity of Allah. When you call on Allah the Almighty, you are proving or giving the proof for the following belief. Number one, Allah is the only power, Allah is the only will, Allah is the only source of mercy. Accordingly, I am calling upon Him for help and support only. I call on Him only because I believe that He is the source of all the power and the will and the source of all the mercy. So I call only on Allah, believing in His unity. Also, I believe that all the mankind are powerless. They can't do anything except by Allah's will. Accordingly, when I believe that it is only Allah who is the source of the power and will, and He is the one who can make all my dreams a reality, okay, I will feel relieved when I call on Him and when I describe to Him my difficulties. Why? Because when I describe or when I mention to Allah, the Almighty, the Most Powerful, or the All-Powerful, the Most Merciful, when I mention to Him my problems, I am sure that I am calling upon the only one who can make a change. So this will give me relief because I feel that I am on the right track. I am not asking the people whom they cannot solve their own problems, so how they will be able to solve my problem. Okay, they don't have power and they are helpless like me. But when I call on Allah the Almighty, I will feel relieved because I have all my problems and I get rid of all my problems and I give it to Allah the Almighty, clarifying that I can't do anything. I am in a big trouble. Oh Allah, the All-Powerful, I am in need of your help. Also, when you keep on calling on Allah, by time you will feel close to Allah. Because you are calling Him frequently. The more you call on Allah, the more you are close to Allah, the more you have more strong bond with Allah, and this will lead you to try to obey the commands of Allah all the time. Why? Because I want to have a good relation with the only one who can make a change in my life is Allah. So I want to have a good relation with Him. The good relation with Allah means to obey Him. So I will try to obey Allah more and more, so that the more I call on Him, the more more I am closer to him, the more I am more obedient to him. Number three, regarding supplication is a source of mercy, is that when you call on Allah, you will feel hope in Allah's mercy. And this is very important, sisters. The more you call on Allah, especially when you are in prayer during salah, while you are down in sujood, the most closest position regarding Allah is while you are down in the prayer, in the salah, in sujood. This is according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you feel close to Allah and you keep on telling to Allah, oh Allah, you are the only one, I don't have except you because you are the only power, all my problems will be solved only by you, oh Allah, I need you strongly, okay, Allah will shower you with will shower you with his mercy immediately if you are sincere on calling Allah, believing in his unity, believing that he is the only power. Immediately you will feel that Allah is showering you with your mercy, with his mercy, and immediately you will feel that there is hope. Okay, in spite of the fact that before starting the prayer or the salah, you feel that there is no hope. Everything is against me. I am very weak. What can I do? I don't have any power. But after calling Allah with sincerity, believing in his unity, clarifying to him that, oh Allah, if you will not help me, none can help me. If you will not support me, none can support me. If you will not provide me, none can provide me. If you call on Allah the Almighty with all this sincerity, inshallah, immediately you will be showered with the mercy of Allah and you will feel great hope in your heart. Okay? And you will feel that inshallah, there is a solution for my problem. Also, supplication is a source of mercy because when you call on Allah, you will feel more strong. You will not feel as weak as you feel before calling on Him. Because the all-powerful and the most powerful is your supporter. Allah will support you. Allah will send for you a message that so long you call on me and you believe in me and you are sincere with me, I will support you. I will take care of you. So inshallah you will feel more strong. Conclusion, sisters, dua or supplication is a mercy from Allah. As first, it is our key to our spiritual happiness because it is our key for the reassurance, for the trust, for the strength. So it is the key for our spiritual happiness. Second, it offers us a certainty of hope for the future. Okay, when you keep on calling on Allah, Allah will send for you the message of hope regarding your future. And this is the only message which you are supposed to believe in. So long Allah sent for me the message of hope, it is from Allah, the one who fulfills his promises. So inshallah there is hope. Third, supplication helps us to unburden our souls of the pressure of the pain which we feel it. Okay, actually when we are having hardships, we always feel pain in our spirit. So the minute you call on Allah, this will unburden your spirit from the pressure of the pain of the hardships. Why? Because you will have hope and you will feel more strong because the supporter Allah is with you. Fourth, it is the heart of the worship. You must know, sister, that the heart of worshipping Allah, the most important corner regarding worshipping Allah is to call on Him. Supplication and dua. Why? Because when you call on Him, you prove your belief in His unity. So it is the heart of worship as it affirms the belief in Allah's oneness. Fifth, dua is the most important tool of the believer which he can change fate. While no action ever can make any change. Okay, so actually, sister, this is a very important topic which every one of us needs to believe in. This is the problem regarding us Muslims. Are we in reality believing that my only way to change any bad situation or difficult situation, to face any hardship, to have any dream is a reality, after trying all the means, is to have full trust in my dua, in my supplication to Allah. I must have the full trust that so long, inshallah, I am obedient to Allah, and I tried all the means. I will try supplication and dua all the time, and I have full trust that inshallah Allah will make for me an outlet. According to the Islamic law, dua is a request from a servant to his Lord. Supplication dictates that there must be a supplicant, the servant, and a highest answerer, Allah, all praise and glory to him. And in the supplication, man asks Allah for things he believes they are good for him. So, for example, I can call on Allah, oh Allah, I need a good job, so and so job. Oh Allah, I need to live in that place. Oh Allah, I need my daughter to marry that person. According to my evaluation, this is the best for me. Okay, so I am calling on Allah because Allah is the only power in this life. Okay, and inshallah, I have the full trust that Allah will answer my supplication. Practically, dua is or supplication. Dua is the link with Allah, which the worshipper can have at any time or place vision. And actually, sister, this is a very important blessing regarding dua, is that in Islam you can reach Allah at any time, any place or any position. While you are in bed before going to sleep, okay, you are in bed preparing yourself to sleep, but you can't sleep. Okay, why? Because you are having a lot of problems. At that time, try to link with Allah. Oh Allah, I can't sleep because I am worried from so and so. Oh Allah, you are the most powerful. Oh Allah, you are the most merciful. Oh Allah, I need you to help me. Oh Allah, I need to sleep. Because sleeping is an essential factor for the life of the human being, for the stability. People whom they don't sleep well, they are always unstable. They are always not in a good shape. They can't take good decisions. Okay, they are always upset or nervous because they are not balanced. So you need to sleep. So even there are some people whom they need to call on Allah just for sleeping. And I know a lot of people whom they can't sleep without medicine now. You know, they need medicine to sleep. So alhamdulillah, dua can be a substitution for that medicine. When you call on Allah with sincerity, oh Allah, I need the rest. I need to take mental peace. I need to sleep. So regarding dua, you can reach Allah at any time while you are driving your car. And you remember the problem. And you are worried to meet so and so person. So you immediately, oh Allah, I am not in a good shape. Oh Allah, I need your help. Oh Allah, I am going to the test. I didn't study well. I need you to support me. I need you to give me, you know, the power or you know, the ability, you know, for the test or to meet the people or to have a decision, you know. So long you can meet Allah at any time, at any place or any position, this is a mercy from Allah the Almighty. You are never alone. At any second or at any place, you are never alone. Why? Because we can reach Allah at any time and at any place. Accordingly, it is a continuous outlet for all your feelings of fear, upset, worry, sadness, depression, instability, despair. Okay, for all these negative feelings, I have the outlet. I have it all the time. I have it in any place and in any time. How? Call on Allah. I am calling on Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has the habit that whenever he faced any problem, immediately he will start calling on Allah. Immediately. Suppose we are sitting and the rain started and it is very heavy and I am living far away. So it will be very difficult to go home, you know, with this very severe rain. Immediately I will call on Allah. Oh Allah, make for me an outlet. Oh Allah, make it to stop. Oh Allah, give me 15 minutes to reach home. Okay, all the time you have the support from Allah ready to help you. This is the importance of believing in the power of dua. It is the satisfaction for the spirit to calm down a time of hardship and to have the hope which is the spirit in great need of. It is the dua, the living expression of the human being's everlasting need for Allah in all his life affairs. When someone will ask you at any minute how you can save yourself, you tell her by dua. at any minute, at any second, inshallah, I am saved. How? Because I will call on Allah. Why? Because I have the link with Him all the time. I am calling on Him day and night. And actually, sisters, when you have the habit to call on Allah, you will feel that you are calling on Him even while you are sleeping. When you will wake up in the morning, you will feel that I was talking to Allah soon. How come I just wake up? Okay, but my spirit is connected with Allah all the time. Alhamdulillah, actually for me personally, dua had a very important role in my life regarding my link with Allah the Almighty and my link with the Quran. The more you do dua to Allah, the more you feel connected to Allah, the more you love the words of Allah, the more you like to be connected with the Quran most of the time. First you start with the dua will lead you to the Quran. Because you want to be obedient to Allah, you want to know the rules of Allah, you want to know how Allah is guiding us in this life, how I can have all this knowledge through the Quran. So I love the Quran, I need to obey Allah in the Quran. And all the time, so long you are calling on Allah, you are showered with Allah's mercy. So all the time you have hope. And actually, sister, this is a very practical fact. And it is a fact for me personally. A lot of sisters, they are always asking me, Sister Mona, we knew you now for more than 10 years. All the time you give us hope. Day and night you give us hope. If you call me in the morning, at night, in the afternoon, while I am very sick, and you tell me, how are you, Sister Mona? I tell you, Alhamdulillah, everything is all right. Have hope in Allah. I am just out of surgery. You know why, sister? Because so long you are linked with Allah, Allah the Almighty will shower you with this dose of mercy. All the time I am with you. You are never alone. Everything will be alright. I am supporting you. And because of that, I like all my classes to be, you know, related to this area. Hope, the power of Allah, trust in Allah, believe in the decree of Allah, to love Allah all the time. You know, when you live in this, in this meaning or in these feelings, okay, you will be all the time in a good shape. And you can take the right decisions. And this is a very important need for every one of us. Many of us are taking wrong decisions in their life. And then they will pay the price. Why? Because I don't know. How come I took this wrong decision, which was very important in my life, because you were not focused at that time. Maybe you were depressed, you were not in a good shape. Okay, so try all the time to have the hope so that inshallah you will save at least your decisions and you save also your life. Actually, sister, there is a question. What is the source of these feelings? These feelings which I am mentioning now, to have hope, to have good mood, to have mental peace, to be all the time looking positive to life. What is the source of these feelings? Allah, the most merciful, is the source of these feelings through sending messages of mercy to His servants through the verses of the Holy Quran. And all the time, sisters, try to search for the verses of mercy in the Holy Quran. Have a list of these verses. Keep it close to you all the time. Every day in the morning, revise these verses of the Quran. By time, you will memorize these verses of the Quran, which are the source of the hope for your spirit. So all the time, inshallah, you will love the Quran. You will try to obey Allah. You will have the good link with Allah. You will be in a good shape. And inshallah, Allah will fulfill His promise to you and will make for you an outlet from every hardship, inshallah. Now we will start to learn about some of the verses of the Holy Quran regarding dua to Allah, which are messages of mercy, inshallah. We will start by Surah number 2, verse number 186. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And when my servants ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, concerning me, indeed I am near, I respond to the invocation of the supplication when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me and believe in me that they may be guided.
So actually, sister, this is the rule. This is the rule which every one of us must memorize and keep it close to her heart. Okay, Allah is clarifying that when you call on me, when the servant call on Allah, Allah is responding, I am close, I am near, and I answer your call. Very simply, okay, with no problem, with no complications, there is no conditions for answering. Immediately Allah is saying, just you call on Allah, and Allah is giving you the trust that He is called, He is near, He is close, okay, and He will answer your call. Okay, so actually, sister, this is a brief message, but a very strong and sincere one, as it means, my servant, your rule is to call on me, and my rule is to respond to you. I am close, and I can, and I can. This is Allah the Almighty. This is the belief in the oneness of Allah the Almighty. Allah can do everything. So I must call on Him. I must call on Him. This is very important, sisters. You must call on Allah. Because there are some people, by time, when you tell her, sister, you have a problem, she will tell you, yes. You tell her, sister, did you call on Allah? She will answer, yes, I called a long time, but Allah didn't answer me, so I stopped calling. You know, I heard this from many sisters. Okay, so you tell her, no, sister, this is wrong attitude with Allah the Almighty. Because Allah promised that He will answer. But the answer of Allah maybe was not clear for you. You are looking for something special. For example, I am calling on Allah to pass the test. If I don't pass the test, this means that Allah didn't answer. No, maybe you don't pass the test, but this is the best for you. And Allah will keep for you your supplication, the reward of your supplication for the hereafter. Or Allah prevented a disaster to happen to you if you were to pass the test. Okay, this is the reality, and I will clarify to you how Allah is answering all our supplications in three different ways. But basically, okay, we must believe that our rule regarding dua is to call on Allah and to be sure that Allah will respond with the best for us. Okay, why Allah will respond? Because Allah is close and Allah can do everything. Okay, this is the message of hope and relief regarding dua. Okay, to Allah the Most Merciful. Actually, sisters, I want you to read verse number 185 in English. Okay, just in English, because 185 is related to the month of Ramadan. Okay, Daniel, you can read 185, just the start. Okay, or I will read it because we will keep these verses for next week. Okay, the month of Ramadan is in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people. Okay, I will stop here. Okay, so this verse regarding answering our supplication is in the middle of the verses related to the month of Ramadan. Allah mentioned the month of Ramadan once in the Holy Quran, okay, in Surah number 2, in verse from 183 to 187. From 183 to 187, these are the verses of the Quran related to the month of Ramadan in the Holy Quran. Inshallah, we will revise them next week, inshallah. But in the middle of them, Allah mentioned this verse regarding supplication, okay, to clarify to us that we must call on Him all the time, especially in the month of Ramadan. Especially in the month of Ramadan, one of the special blessings regarding month of Ramadan is dua. It is the month of dua. It is the month of supplication. It is the month of calling on Allah while we are weak and in need. We will call in Him, inshallah, and inshallah, Allah will answer our supplications. Now, inshallah, we will learn about another verse of the Holy Quran, which is a message of mercy regarding dua, from Surah number 40, verse number 60, page 681. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. Okay, Daniel. 681.
Okay. No, and your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. Indeed, those who disdain my worship will enter hell when dirt contemptible.
Okay, so actually, sisters, Allah is saying or sending to us a command. In this verse of the Quran, there is a command of Allah. And your Lord says, call upon me. This is a command from Allah. I will respond to you. Okay, so the rule is that when you supplicate to Allah, Allah will answer you. A message of trust and reassurance from the All-Powerful, encouraging and commanding all the servants to call on Allah for all their affairs, believing that Allah will answer their calls as He promised. Okay, so now sisters, here there is a promise from Allah. And in the other verses there was a promise from Allah. And Allah is the only one who fulfills His promises 100%. We are all human beings. I can tell you sisters, inshallah, I can fulfill my promise. I will try to fulfill my promise to you. But maybe something will happen and I will not be able out of my hand. But only Allah is the only one who fulfills His promises 100% because He is the controller of everything. Accordingly, Allah is commanding us to call on Him, giving us the promise that He will respond to us. So the problem regarding dua is not regarding the response of Allah. It is regarding how we call on Him. Okay, and inshallah we will learn the conditions which we are supposed to have so that inshallah our dua will be answered. For example, if I am not praying, doing my salah regularly, how I will call on Allah asking Him and telling to Him, oh Allah, you promised me to fulfill your promise to me, and oh Allah, you are supposed to answer my call. What is this? Are you doing salah? You are not an obedient servant, basically. So you don't have the right to say to Allah, oh Allah, why and why not? Basically, you must know that you are a servant. You are a handful of dust. It is the mercy of Allah to answer your call. But you must be obedient. You must believe in Him. Believing in Allah equals number one, 5 daily prayers. A link with your Lord. If you don't have a link with your Lord, why your Lord will answer your calls?
I just wanted to mention one verse that I learned over the weekend. And it really makes a lot of sense when you're making dua. And it's Surah 2, verse 208. Page 41.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. I will read it in Arabic. This is a verse of the Quran which Sister Daniel, she recited over the weekend. Bismillah, related to our topic. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu adkhulu fi thilmi kaffa. ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
Then you can read it in English and tell us your experience.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. O you who have believed, enter into Islam completely and perfectly, and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. Indeed, he is to you a clear enemy. So, in order for our du'as to be answered, we have to be submissive and
yes.
And make du'a to trust Allah completely,
yes.
And not have any doubts.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. So actually, sisters, this is the answer for everyone who is believing that I am calling on Allah and Allah is not answering me. Okay, my dear sister, try to revise your relation with Allah, your deep belief with Allah, your link with Allah, your obedience to Allah, inshallah, and your trust in Allah, inshallah. If you have all of this clear in your spirit, inshallah, you will feel the response. Because there must be a response. Because this is the promises of Allah. There is a response. But maybe you don't feel it. because your link with Allah is not the correct one. So try to have, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, every one of us is having a good opportunity to have a new start with Allah the Almighty. It must be always like this. The month of Ramadan is the new start with Allah. Inshallah, from this month of Ramadan, inshallah, I will be regular on my prayers at time. Inshallah, I will have sincerity in my prayers. A lot of good things, inshallah, I will have the good intention with Allah. Inshallah, we'll have this next week, inshallah, regarding the month of Ramadan. But regarding the dua, let us all revise our relation with Allah so that, inshallah, we will be sure that Allah is fulfilling His promises regarding answering our dua. Also, regarding the verses of the Quran which are a source of mercy regarding dua, we must know that one of Allah's names is Al-Mujib. Okay, what is the meaning of Al-Mujib in English? Is the one who is answering, the one who is calling on him, the one who is answering the supplication. This is one of the names of Allah. So we must believe that inshallah Allah will answer our calls because this is one of His 99 names. We were, yes, Al-Mujib. Yes, it is A-L, double A-A-L, sorry, capital A-L, M from Muna, U, G from Good, double E, B from Boy. Al-Mujib. Okay, the Al-Mujib. 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 Double E. Al-Mujib.
And it means the one who
answers the calls. The one who answered the call. We will recite about the name Al-Mujib from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 11, verse number 61. Surah number 11. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 11, verse number 61. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره هو أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها فاستغفروه ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي قريب مجيب. This is مجيب.
Okay. What verse was it?
This is the one, Mujib.
61.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And to Thamud, we sent their brother Salih. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no deity other than Him. He has produced for you from the earth and settled you in it. So ask forgiveness of Him and then repent to Him. Indeed, my Lord is near and responsive.
Okay. So actually, sister, this is a message of mercy and hope for every sinner. Allah is encouraging every one of us to ask forgiveness from Him and to repent to Him. And He is clarifying that He is close to every one of us and all, He is near and He will respond. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, a message of encouragement to do dua to Allah and to ask Him forgiveness, even if we are sinners, but still Allah will forgive our sins. Now, inshallah, sisters, we will learn about the benefits of supplication. You must know that supplication or doing dua to Allah is a very beneficial act for you. We will know about it from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that, inshallah, all the time we love to do the dua to Allah. Basically, okay, without looking for anything, I like to link with Allah, to have a link. I like to be connected with Allah all the time. Okay, so number one, regarding the supplication, benefits of supplication, dua is the most noble of deeds before Allah. Before Allah, the most noble of deeds is dua. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing more noble before Allah than supplication dua. It has been said that the reason for it is because Allah created us to worship Him, and dua is the mind of worship or the heart of worship. Okay? Actually, the word mind or heart, this means that the most clear form of worshiping Allah is to do dua to Allah. Okay, to ask Allah, to need Allah, to clarify to Allah that Allah, I am nothing and I am asking you only. I am asking you only because I believe in your oneness. Okay, so this is the form, the noble form of worshiping Allah. Okay, when you ask someone, are you close to Allah? Do you believe in the oneness of Allah? She will say yes. You tell her sister, what is the proof? She will answer, my dua to Allah only. I never ask any human being for anything. And sister, the more you stop asking the people and only asking Allah, the more you are close to Allah, the more you prove to Allah your belief in His oneness. Okay, because I believe that none can do anything. Even if you are going to the physician, okay, and this is a professor for that, for that illness, okay, or you are going to any specialist, I don't believe that my cure is only from Allah. That person is a reason. Allah the Almighty made it easy for me to reach the reason. But to have the cure, it is from Allah the Almighty. Accordingly, before going to the meeting with the specialist, I did the dua to Allah. And I clarified to Allah that, oh Allah, if you can make that specialist ameen for me or away for me to the cure, and you can make him not to be away. It is up to you. I am going to him because you make it easy for me and I am trying the means. But I believe that, oh Allah, the cure is from you. And actually, sister, I have the very strong trust in this fact because I was working in the hospitals and I always was facing, before actually I was deep regarding the knowledge of the Quran. I always noticed that, you know, I was working in the NICU, the neonatal intensive care, and we will have two babies, okay, they are born in the same day, they have the same weight, they have the same circumstances and everything. One of them suddenly will become blue. You don't know why, you know, everything was all right. The nurse will call you and tell you, for example, come immediately. A baby is becoming blue and the heartbeat is going down. So you ask her, maybe the temperature of the baby, you know, is low. Try to wrap the baby more, give him more heat, give him fluids, give him anything. In a second, the baby died. That's it. And you tell her, what is this? What happened? There must be a reason. There was no reason. Everything was all right. They were, the other baby who is similar to that baby is playing, feeding the bottle very well, gaining weight in the best shape. And the other one died. The mother of both of them will come at the same minute for the visiting hours. And you will tell to that mother, take your baby is in excellent shape. And to the other one, we are very sorry. She will ask, how come yesterday I was here? This happened to me many times. I was here yesterday and my baby was in a very good shape. Maybe there is negligence. No, there is no negligence at all. This is Allah. There is no time for that baby to be alive. That's it. His life ended. Ended at that second. Before even I reached the NICU, the baby died. That's it. So, by time when you live with the fact of life and death, cure and illness and all of this, sisters, you will believe from the depths of your heart that it is only up to Allah. So I must keep on calling Him. And actually from these lessons in my life, I always learn that whenever I have a phone call regarding any disaster, before doing anything, I start to link with Allah. Immediately. Oh Allah, make it easy. Oh Allah, if it is something difficult, make it easy. Oh Allah, we need... Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh, I never think of anything related to the worldly life at all. Because the command is coming with the word be. Either be alive or be dead. And that's it. And because of that, actually, regarding the physicians or the doctors, some of them are actually very strong believers in Allah. And a big group of them are not believers. They stop about believing in God at all. They believe in what they can do. Yes. Yes, subhanallah. This is life. This is regarding the physician. You know, there are two ways. Either very religious or not religious at all, because of the problem of the life and this, subhanAllah. Regarding the benefits of doing dua to Allah, sisters, also supplication is beloved by Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, I ask Allah of His bounty, for truly Allah loves to be asked. Allah loves to be asked. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. So all the time call on Allah. Day and night call on Allah. Allah will love you more and more. Alhamdulillah. And actually, sister, this is the proof of the mercy of Allah. Most of the people, the human being, when you ask them repeatedly, they become very upset. Suppose I will call you, Daniel, salamu alaykum, Daniel, can you cook for me today? Jazakallah khair. Okay, Daniel, can you give me your clothes? Jazakallah khair. Can you come and make babysitter for my daughter? Jazakallah khair. The fourth time I will call you, you will never answer. And this is normal, or I will never answer, because I'm not your slave. All the day and night, salamu alaykum, how are you, salamu alaykum, how are you? No, I can't.
Especially when someone just calls to ask for something, you know. How are you? Oh, I need your help.
Every day. Okay, but this is Allah the most merciful. This is the proof, sister, that Allah is the most merciful, and we must love Him, and we must have hope in Allah. All the time live with the hope, alhamdulillah, with the trust in Allah. Okay, because Allah loves the one who asks Allah all the time. Supplication or dua keeps you away from despair, from Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most helpless of the people is the one who is unable to ask Allah in dua. There are people, when you tell them, go and do dua to Allah, she will answer you, I can't do dua. You tell her, sister, why you cannot do dua? Go. Feel that you are a slave or a servant to Allah, and feel that Allah, or get the feeling again. Maybe you forget it by time, but get the feeling again that Allah is the one who can do everything, and supplicate to Allah. Open your heart to Allah. I heard it many times from sisters. We cannot do dua. I can't. Okay, and actually Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, the second Khalifa in Islam, he said, the problem is not to the answer of Allah, the problem is to call on Allah. This is the problem. To call. There are some people whom they are arrogant to call on Allah. I tried all the means. If it is written for me, something will happen, it will happen. With my dua and without my dua. Okay, sister, it will never happen. No problem. It is your problem. Yes.
Can't you, if through dua, you can change your qadr?
Yes. We will know about this also, inshallah. Because dua is part of your destiny. Okay, dua is part of it. I will clarify to you that how dua can change. Yes, you want to have a question?
I just wanted to ask you, you know, sometimes we have family members who are not Muslim, and a lot of people believe, oh, they're just so far gone. That, you know, they will never change. You know, sometimes we have that mentality that, oh, not even astaghfirullah. Some people say not even Allah can change them, astaghfirullah. But astaghfirullah. But, you know, a lot of people have that mentality, like, oh, this person is just so far away from the truth that they will never be guided, you know, but only Allah can change, and you have to have that trust, you know, in your... You have to have that trust that Allah is the only one that can change them.
And Allah has the power to change. You know, you must all the time believe in this, sister, that, you know, in this life you cannot say this cannot happen. This is wrong with the belief in Allah. Allah can do everything. Allah can do everything. You must believe in this, sister, from the depths of your heart. But there are some circumstances. There is the wisdom of Allah. There is the knowledge of Allah, which we don't know about it. We don't know about the wisdom of Allah behind our life situations. We don't know the knowledge of Allah regarding those whom they are around us. Okay, maybe I believe that my husband, he has the same point of view, for example, regarding buying a new house. But in reality, he has a different point of view, but he doesn't show me his different point of view. He doesn't want to have a conflict with me. So all the time I am calling on Allah, oh Allah, we want to buy a new house. And Allah is not answering, because this is better for my family. Maybe if we have the new house, my husband will leave. Okay, I don't know. So we must all the time believe that we have limited knowledge regarding ourselves and regarding those around us. So when Allah responds in a way which we don't expect, be sure that this is the best for you, because you have limited knowledge and we have limited wisdom. Now inshallah we will learn that supplication is a mean of stopping afflictions before it falls. This is what we just mentioned. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nothing reverses divine decree except dua. What is the meaning of this hadith, sister, so that it will be clear to every one of us, because sometimes it is a confusing issue, this hadith. This I will explain it to you in detail. The meaning of this hadith is that this is an indication that through dua or by dua, Allah prevents what He had decreed to befall the servant. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We must believe that dua is by Allah's decree. Okay? He may decree that something would befall His servant had He not offered supplication. So when the servant offers supplication, it will stop from coming to him. What is the meaning of this? I need to clarify to you a very complicated issue. The meaning is that, for example, if I am planning to visit a sister, for example, in Austin, okay, decreed for me that I will have an accident if I drive my car to Austin, because I am not so good in driving long distance. Okay? So, on that day, before leaving home, I did dua to Allah. Oh Allah, if it is easy for me to reach Austin, make it easy for me and make me to reach Austin safely. Okay? Or in a safe way. And if it is not easy for me, oh Allah, let me stay at home. Or I do dua to Allah, oh Allah, make it easy for me. Oh Allah, make me to reach Austin in a good way. Oh Allah, if there is a possibility of rain, oh Allah, make it to be, hold the rain until I reach Austin. Oh Allah, make me to have the way so short for me. I did a lot of dua regarding reaching Austin in a safe way. Okay? So, through my dua, Allah made it to me easy, and Allah changed it that I was supposed to have an accident. Why? Because I did dua. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning simply is that dua is part of your decree. So all the time do dua to Allah. Before meeting the physician, do dua to Allah. Before leaving your home, and actually basically in Islam, before leaving your home, you must do dua to Allah. This is supplication of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will bring it to you next week, inshallah. I memorize it in Arabic. I will bring it to you in English. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adillu aw udallu aw adillu aw udallu aw akalu. I am calling on you, O Allah, to take care of me, that someone will make for me troubles, or I cannot be guided, or it is difficult for me. Okay, so when I do that supplication to Allah before leaving my home, inshallah, I will not face any troubles. Okay? Even if it was decreed for me to have a trouble, but because of my dua, Allah changed the decree. Accordingly, all the time, you must do dua to Allah. Maybe, sisters, before leaving your home, you must say this dua. Say it to you in English, O Allah, I seek refuge in you, lest I misguide others, or I am misguided by others, lest I cause others to error. I am caused to
err,
lest I abuse others or be abused, and lest I behave foolishly or meet with the foolishness of others. So this dua, when you say it, inshallah, and maybe it was decreed for you to be misguided, inshallah you will not be misguided. Why? Because you say this dua, okay, while you are closing the door of your house. You close the door and you say this dua. Okay, so this is how the dua, okay, is part of your decree. Okay, and it is interfering with some hardships which may be they were decreed for you, but because of your dua, they were not affecting you. Okay, also there is another dua when you enter your home. Also, this is very important so that inshallah, when you enter, you find everything good in your house. In the name of Allah, we enter, in the name of Allah, we leave, and upon our Lord, we depend. Okay, this is when you enter your home. So these two supplications actually are very important for every one of us. Inshallah, you can memorize it, inshallah, or write it in a paper and keep it, you know, with you all the time. So sisters, regarding pain of dua, dua brings relief from the affliction after it has occurred. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever among you has the door of dua open to him, then he has the gates of mercy open to him. Allah is not asked anything to be given more beloved to him than for someone to ask for well-being. Supplication benefits with respect to what has fallen and to what has not fallen. Therefore, worshippers of Allah engage in supplication. We should make every effort to engage in supplication as often as we can, for indeed our supplications are answered and our needs are fulfilled. Actually, sister, suppose there is an affliction which already it has occurred. Okay? You call on Allah to make it easy for you. You call on Allah that you can tolerate it, inshallah, you know, with patience, to give you patience and to make it easy for you and to make it short for you also, to shorten the time of the affliction. Okay? It doesn't mean that I have hardship that it already happened. So what the dua how the dua can make a change now? No, the dua can make a change for everything. Number one, as I am mentioning, to receive the reward of the hardship. How? Through patience. Oh Allah, give me patience. Oh Allah, give me patience. This is very important basic dua for every believer. Oh Allah, give me patience regarding praying the as-salah on time. Give me patience regarding fasting the month of Ramadan. Give me patience regarding having the good manners with everyone. Okay, so patience is one of the basic characters of every believer. You can know someone, she is a believer or not, through her patience. Okay, so when there is an affliction which already happened, you call on Allah for patience, for the reward of the patience, to make it inshallah easy for you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, caution will not save you from what Allah has decreed. Supplication benefit or dua benefits with the respect to what has befallen and to what has not fallen. Indeed, dua will encounter the affliction, and the two will contented with one another until the day of judgment. What is the meaning of this also, sisters? For example, if it is decreed for me today that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will have severe pain in my body, I will be sick. It is decreed for me, for example, that, you know, I will be sick. And it was my habit that every day in the morning I call on Allah, oh Allah, give me good health. Oh Allah, give me good health. So it will be between these two, my dua, whether what is more stronger, the decree of Allah regarding being sick today, or my dua to Allah, oh Allah, give me the good health. They will be against each other, one of them will take place. Okay? If I will be sick, Allah will reward me for my dua on the day of judgment. If my dua is more stronger, inshallah, I will have the good health in spite of the fact that it was decreed for me to be sick today. This is why, sister, okay, we are learning today, the lesson of today is that all the time, keep on calling on Allah, the Almighty. The reward for supplication is guaranteed. This is also to know about the benefits of dua. Your reward is guaranteed under any circumstances. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is never a Muslim who raises his face to Allah and asks something of him except that Allah gives him what he asks for, either immediately in this world or by reversing to reserve it for him in the hereafter. There is never a Muslim who supplicates to Allah except that Allah grants him one of three things. Either he will fulfill his supplication immediately, or he will reserve it for him in the hereafter, or he will prevent him from being afflicted with a harm equivalent to it in magnitude. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, as I clarified now, if I call on Allah, oh Allah, give me good health. Either Allah will give me good health today, or Allah will not give me good health, but will reserve my supplication for the Day of Judgment. Or there was another problem coming to me, and my dua stopped that accident. I was about to have a car accident. My supplication to Allah regarding the good health, okay, prevented the car accident. Okay, it will prevent a disaster which is equal to my supplication in magnitude. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is your reward, the reward of your supplication. The reward of your supplication is guaranteed under any circumstances. Okay, so all the time, sisters, ask Allah, inshallah, to answer your supplication. But I will tell you a story about the blessings of Allah regarding keeping the reward of your supplication for the Day of Judgment. You know, if Allah didn't answer your supplication in this life, don't be upset. You are a winner. Because this is the story of a man on the Day of Judgment. He noticed that he has a huge number of good deeds. He can't imagine the number of the good deeds which he had. So he asked, why I have all of these good deeds? I didn't do, you know, so much good deeds. He was answered that these are your supplications which were not answered in the worldly life. So he called on Allah, oh Allah, I hope that you never answer any of my supplications in the worldly life. Because having our supplications as good deeds in the on the Day of Judgment is more important and more precious for every one of us than having our dua accepted in the worldly life. But unfortunately, most of the human beings are not patient. If Allah will not answer you your dua, don't be upset. Say to yourself, I'm still a winner. Inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, I will find the answer of my supplication in the form of good deeds. All praise to Allah. Maybe on the Day of Judgment, these good deeds of my unanswered dua are my way to the paradise. I was in great need of this number of good deeds, which I have it through my unanswered dua. All praise to Allah. Why, when I was still in the worldly life, I was all the time upset when Allah was not answering me my dua? This means that I don't know about the mercy of Allah. Allah the Almighty will always reward you so long you raise your hands and your face to Him, either in this life or in the hereafter, inshallah. Also, sisters, we must know that supplication is the character of the pious who fears Allah. It is the character of the prophets to call on Allah the Almighty to help them. Actually, in Surah number 21, the chapter of the messengers, okay, Allah is mentioning most of the messengers while they are calling on Allah the Almighty. A proof that dua is the character of the pious. We will recite now some of the supplications of the messengers in Surah Al-Anbiya, the chapter of the messengers, so that inshallah we will be all the time encouraged to call on Allah. From this surah, two or three examples of how the messengers or the prophets, this is the chapter of the prophets, not the messengers, the prophets, how the prophets were calling on Allah and Allah was answering their call. We will recite verse number 89 and 90. Okay, this is actually a call for everyone who is looking to have a baby. Okay, whenever there is a sister whom she's looking to have a baby, we always, you know, mention to her that keep on calling on Allah with the supplication, that is to say the dua of Prophet Zakariya. Okay, and actually I have two sisters or three sisters. Two of them were attending this class maybe 5 years ago. And both of them, they were not attending at the same time, one by one. One of them from Algeria, and I can't remember, maybe the other one was American. And both of them, they were not having babies. I always remember them. And subhanAllah, they kept on calling on Allah with this supplication in verse number 89. And both of them, they have kids, they have babies, alhamdulillah. So we will recite now verse number 89 and 90. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa Zakariya idh nada rabbahu rabbi la tadarni farda wa anta khayrul warithin. Fastajabna lahu wa wahabna lahu Yahya wa aslahna lahu zawjah. إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين.
And mentioned Zechariah when he called to his Lord, "My Lord, do not leave me alone with no heir, while you are the best of inheritors." So we responded to him and we gave to him John and amended for him his wife. Indeed, they used to hasten to good deeds and supplicate us in hope and fear, and they were to us humbly submissive.
Also, sisters, we can read another supplication of Prophet Ayub, Job, the same chapter of the Quran, verse 83 and 84. 83 and 84. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين.
Okay. And mention Job when he called to his Lord, "Indeed, adversity has touched me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful." So we responded to him and removed what afflicted him of adversity, and we gave him his family and the like thereof, with them as mercy from us, and a reminder for the worshippers of Allah.
So actually, sister, these are the examples from the Holy Quran, verses of the Holy Quran, that the pious are the one whom they keep on calling on Allah, the Almighty. So actually, in summary, it is the dua, the most noble of deeds before Allah. It is the dua, which is the act of obedience to Allah. It is the dua, the proof of the belief in Allah's oneness. It is the dua, which shows our dependence or reliance on Allah. It is the dua, the act which is beloved by Allah. It is the dua, the way to have our dreams to become a reality. It is the dua, the character of the pious and Allah-fearing believer. It is the dua which brings relief from affliction after it occurs. And it is the dua which has a guaranteed reward from Allah. So actually, it is the duty of every one of us to save herself by having the link with Allah all the time and keeping on doing dua to Him, and inshallah to have the hope and trust that Allah will fulfill His promise and will answer all our dua. And let us make the dua to Allah inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our hearts. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.